This podcast is sponsored by Mavericks Western Wear, your one-stop shop for all your rodeo and saddlery needs. Mavericks.net.au.
Brady, Ancient Kings here on The Drive Show. Tariana, we are blessed to have people on all the time. And today we've got Henry Kovacevic, the President of the Australian Greeting Card Association. Henry, how you going, mate?
Gerard and Tari, great to talk to you. Let's talk why Christmas cards are more important than ever.
Oh, let's do it, mate. I've got... I was talking to Tari about this before and how it's sort of died off a little bit, hasn't it?
Well... Yeah, look, you might think it might have died off because we've been through 25 years now of SMS and social media, messaging, email and all of that. But you might be surprised to know that the biggest uptake of card sending is actually in the demographic that's called millennials.
Wow.
Good on them. You know, they were born into the digital era, but they're maturing now on their social sending scenario. So it's great that they're buying Christmas cards and others. But we want to encourage everyone this Christmas, after the fractured world we've been in, to send a card to someone that you love to, you know, really reconnect with them.
Why is it so important that we are sort of moving away from just the simplicity and, I guess, the convenience of messaging someone Merry Christmas? Why is it so important that we are actually making an effort and sending it?
Well, Tari, you know, I don't know that we're moving away from it. We're all going to still be sending messages, and it's fine. It serves its purpose. But, you know, there's always going to be a few special relationships where we want to just go the extra mile and do something a little bit extra special. And there's nothing better than a greeting card to do that, because it shows the person, you know, when they go to their letterbox where they're normally finding bills and promotional material.
Yes, yes, we are.
There's a little lift in the heart when they see, you know, an envelope in there. They can feel there's a card inside. They see the handwriting on the front. Ooh, what's handwriting these days after, you know, keyboard use for the last 35 years? So it really is just a very special way to connect with someone.
Isn't that so true, Gerard? We got an thank you card from all the way in Nashville today from Jackson Caps. We did an interview with him a few weeks ago, and even just that, we're like, "Oh, mail."
It's a nice touch. I'd say, Henry.
Nashville stamp.
Yeah, it's a really nice touch. I mean, to be honest, Henry, I wouldn't even. You know, you've probably got me here, because I wouldn't even know how much a stamp or anything costs or anything these days.
Oh, well, look, guys, I can give you some good news. You know, Australia Post is working with the Greeting Card Association. They're keeping the price of a stamp for a greeting card down. It's below the regular price of a stamp, so long as you're sending a standard size card.
Yep.
But, yes, of course, look, you know, when you do get a card and you can tell that someone has gone into a store, you know, you've got this big period where you know they've been thinking about you. They've gone into a store. They've browsed the display. They've picked a design that they think is resonates well with you and them. And they've then taken it home, handwritten it, stuffed it in the envelope, stamped in the red box, posted it. Now, that's not the kind of thing you're just going to open it, read it, and chuck it in the bin, like your digital messaging where you just go, yep, nice, delete, 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 delete. You know, our greeting cards often do, stay on a bookshelf,
fridge.
On a fridge,
yep.
maybe on a string on the bottom of the Christmas tree, or for those of us old enough to remember when we had Venetian blinds, you know, you'd slip the Christmas cards in the Venetian blinds,
holy mackerel.
Open them up a bit and slide them in. So, look, it really, particularly because we've all been under pressure a little bit, you know, in a fractured world over the last 9 months. We've self-isolated, which means we've pulled...
You're still there?
Back together with others.
Yeah, mate, Henry, is there any, you know, you obviously know a lot about, you know, the greeting cards and stuff like that. Is there still a field of, like, you know, the actual people sending, you know, Christmas photos, you know, that at the end of the year or Easter, you know, a family gets together, they take a picture and they send that out? Is that still happening?
Absolutely. Look, you know, we spoke briefly about, you know, people seeing the handwriting on the front of the envelope and also on the inside of the card. Some people are feeling nervous, you know, about their handwriting these days because it's gone off a bit after just using the keyboard.
Especially after COVID.
Yeah.
But, you know, just a little writing, it's such a personal part of you, your handwriting, and let alone your signature. But you can always slip in a photo. You can slip in a joke card. Some stickers. What about even putting a pressed flower on the inside of the card?
Or you
get the aroma.
Or, you know? Like my grandmother used to do, send me money still. So, I mean, money.
Who doesn't love a card with money in it?
Oh, there's nothing. There's nothing better than opening $20.
My birthday cards had a little bit of cash in there, you know, like my dad would say.
That's, you know what, Henry, you're so right, mate. That's, you know what, I don't think I'm that rich, but I might be putting some $5 notes in. That might be nice.
Oh, Gerard, let's raise the ante. What about a $10 note? What about a $10?
Hey, I'll meet you halfway then, We'll go $10.
Gerard, I want mine to have 10 in it.
Tari, come on. And look, you know what it's like, you might hold on to quite a few of those cards and they go into something like a keepsake box. Yep. And then down the track, as the years go by and you open that box up and you go, oh, here's this card from my grandmother, here's this card from my mother. And then it opens up storytelling with whoever you're with, friends, or it could be children, and it could be a couple of generations down. And it's a lovely way. Greeting cards give you that opportunity to, it enables storytelling with family members, something that digital media can't do. I mean, it's great at what it does, but greeting cards serve such a bigger purpose.
You're right. You're so right, Henry.
Well, here's some I prepared earlier. Yes, I'm going to get to writing.
You've got, Tari's got some right there. But, mate, look, honestly, we appreciate you coming on and, you know, sharing the love. And you know, I definitely, I think you've already twisted my arm. I'll be doing some cards this year. And you know what? I've got a little boy on the way next year. So I think we're going to start doing the family photo thing. You've twisted my arm, mate. And we're going to pass it on. We're going to pass it on and we're going to keep doing that. Hey, Henry, really appreciate you coming on and sharing your knowledge with us, mate. And everyone out there, make sure you get those greeting cards out there, or even a family photo, because that's the way to go. Yeah. Henry, really appreciate it, mate. Thank you so much.
Guys, can I leave you with one little sentence?
Yes.
It's a great Jimmy Durante tune. There's a name that not many of your listeners might know, but he had a tune called Make Someone Happy. And this Christmas, with Christmas cards, if you make someone happy, you'll be happy too.
Oh, you're a legend, mate. Thank you so much. Talk to you later.
Thank you, guys.
Bye.